And this hour, we'll take your phone calls. We'll also listen to some reverse speech clips that David John Oates has provided to us. They are amazing. So we'll get all into that with you two next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. David John Oates with us here as we talk about reverse speech. We'll be listening to his clips and taking your calls. David, how do you think the future of reverse speech will affect the world or society in general?
Oh, that's a big philosophical question, that one. I think that once reverse speech is accepted, it's going to completely change everything, because it means that the human mind is no longer private. No one can lie anymore. You know, it's interesting. One of the CIA agents who attended my lectures in '91 said, "This can't be true because it means that there are no more secrets." So that's the implications of reverse speech, and that is mind. That is society changing. Once it's accepted, and it's going to take a long time for its acceptance. It will change society that much, I believe. Yes.
I think you're right. It's an amazing technology, and when it deals with the human psyche, you can't go wrong. It's there.
Well,
it's real.
Yes, yes. And now you get down to the deeper questions of what is our nature? Who are we as people? Who are we as spiritual beings? And reverse speech gets down to all of those questions. Gets down into why we do the things that we do, how behavior is created and organized, and that's going to have a huge impact on psychology and psychiatry.
We're going to take your calls. We're going to play clips in between. Talk about example B1 and 2. President Donald Trump set the stage for us here, David, before we play.
Oh, yeah. This is a great clip, this one. Donald Trump's having a go at Hillary Clinton about her emails. You remember, of course, there was a big email scandal, 30,000 emails gone missing, and So he's talking about that forwards.
So all right, so here we go. Here we go forwards.
Okay.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, "Here, Hillary." And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
Now here it is in reverse. Here it comes.
You're Larry. This is Smith.
So in reverse speech, based on the way you've got it for us, Hillary, let's see this email.
let's run it again.
Let's pick it up, the last three again.
You're Larry. This is Smith.
And once you hear it from you written down, and I read it,
right,
it's easier to hear when you listen to it again.
Right. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Look, it's like, reverse speech has a very unique melodic sing-song tone to it. It takes a little while for your ears to adjust to that tone. So, but the interesting thing about this example is that he uses the same words in reverse as he does forwards, because forwards he says Hillary and email, and backwards he says
the same thing.
Hillary and email.
Determined guy.
Right. So that's one of the examples where what he's saying is what he's meaning. Okay, he's zeroing in on the Hillary emails.
We've got the more of Hillary and Donald Trump, and then we've got different ones, folks. So we're not going to be just Donald and Hillary all night. Not to worry. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Nancy in Victoria, Texas, on the wild card line. Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey there.
I got a question for David Oates.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi. And has there been any requests from people that would send you videos from social media that they want you to check it out and do reverse speech?
Ah, interesting. Uh-huh. Do you have clients who come to you from everywhere, David, picking up things on social media?
Oh, yes, I do. I get requests constantly. I wish I had enough time to get to them all. We get probably a dozen requests a day for the various reversals. Just don't have time to do them all, unfortunately.
Do you handle outside clients, not people just to train, but let's say somebody sends you tapes and says, hey, analyze this for me, you know, it's bill me for it or something. Okay.
Yes, I do that. Yes.
If you don't get bogged down, I'm sure you get swamped with these things.
I do get swamped, but I manage to fit them in somewhere. Yeah.
Let's go to Larry in Mims, Florida. Welcome to the program. Hi, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. My question is, does this process work between different languages?
Interesting.
Good question.
Good question.
We've done studies with three languages so far, French, German, and Spanish, and we are finding it in those three languages. So the assumption is that if this is a natural function of language, then one would expect to find it in all languages. But we certainly know it works in French, German, and Spanish. And if someone is bilingual, you can get reversals in both languages. And sometimes the reversal will start off in one language, and halfway through the sentence, it'll switch to the second language. So it's quite strange.
Next clip is C1 from Hillary Clinton. Set that stage up for us, David.
Oh, yeah. This is a funny one. Yeah, Hillary's having a go at Donald Trump. And particularly Donald Trump's attitudes towards women.
All right. So, here we go.
Here we go.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
All right. Now here it is backwards.
Okay.
Here we go.
And I'll scam you.
All right, and what she says, and we'll play it again for you in a sec, and I'll scam you. What does that mean, David, when she says that, though?
It means that she's just cunning. She's just pulling this out of the air, you know.
All right, just trying to...
just a soundbite.
Here we go again.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
So when you hear these things personally, when you hear these things, when what do you think personally? Do you think, gosh, how could they be doing this, or do you get involved in that?
Interesting question. I have a fairly neutral approach when I'm finding them. I tend not to get emotionally involved. I'm just really a researcher, documenting what I find. Once I've found them and go over them all, then yes, I'll get quite affected by them. Like you look at Hillary Clinton and I'm a liar and I'll scam you. And so I say, well, there's two reversals on Hillary that are incongruent. So what does that tell me about her? But I tend not to get in. When I'm actually finding the reversals, I'm just really in a research mode. I've got my headphones on and I'm just transcribing. If that makes sense.
All right, let's go to another call, and then we got two more clips of Donald Trump, the president, and then we'll go into some other people. Let's go to Shelley, Long Island, New York, Wild Card Line. Shelley, take it away.
George and David.
Hey there.
I'm calling from Long Island, New York, where it all started. MK Ultra and Mom Talk Project and the Nefarious Brookhaven Labs and Tesla. But I do have a question for you, David. I went to my psychic priest years ago. Actually, I took my friend, and he lets you record it on a cassette tape. When I went to listen to the recording of my psychic priest and my friend's session, my friend's voice sounded like it was a different speed, like it sounded off, but it was creepy. It sounded like demonic, but then the psychic priest sounded normal speed. How is that possible? Now I'm so curious, intrigued, after hearing you, I have to dig up that tape, and possibly could he be talking backwards? It was so bizarre. And then the other person be normal on an audio? Is that possible?
I don't think so. That's a rather bizarre set of circumstances. I'd have to hear the tape. Get my email address and send it to me. I'll have a listen to it.
You get that right off your website, David?
Yeah, just get it off my website, reversespeech.com.
If somebody records themselves and then they listen to it in reverse, will they hear something?
Yes, they certainly will. You tend not to hear the negative things on yourself. We tend to tune out the things we don't want to hear. But yeah, you will certainly hear things on yourself. When I'm looking for information about myself, I will both do myself as well as get someone else independently to do me as well.
So if I'm giving a speech, I won't play it back and hear me going, "I'm an idiot," or anything like that. Let's go to Regan in Bergenfield, New Jersey. Welcome to the Pro Show. Regan, go ahead.
Hello, George. Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you.
My question is, have you heard the campaign slogan of Barack Obama, which is,
"Yes, sure."
And if you play it backwards, supposedly it says, "Thank you, Satan." That's a big
That is a big one. I don't know. I haven't heard that, David. Have you?
Yes, I've heard that. That's been doing the rounds for many years now. That was found back in back when he first ran for office. I didn't find that one. Someone else found it, and it's been circulating around for 8 years now.
David, can these be hoaxed? Can somebody play around with these?
Well, look, you've got backward masking where tracks are intentionally superimposed backwards, but that's different from reverse speech.
Right.
I don't think reverse speech can be hoaxed. I really don't know how you could possibly construct speech forward so it says something different backwards.
All right, tell us about clip D1 with President Trump.
Oh, D1. Oh, this is interesting. Yeah, okay. He's talking about his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia. And with some optimism in his voice. Now, this is a bit of a hard reversal, but anyway, let's see how we go.
Here we go, forward and backwards.
Forwards.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, and that's not D1. Oh, sorry, D1.
D1, yeah, that was D1.
That was D1. I was thinking E1. D1. Okay, this is him at the end of a speech, just saying thank you.
All right, so, and let's play his thank you backwards.
Okay.
Down there, every cap. Every cap. Down there, every cap. Every cap. Down there, every cap. Every cap.
All right, he said, "America, wake up." We'll play that back for you again so you can hear that. And in that really short clip of his, that's what he said. Go ahead.
Down there, every cap. Every cap. Down there, every cap. Every cap.
Yeah,
and well, he met them. Now let's go to your E1 example. This was in, on his trip to Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah, this is on his trip to Saudi Arabia.
Okay, here we go. Forward. Okay.
We're also looking at the potential of going to Saudi Arabia, and.
All right, so he said they're listening to the potential of going to Saudi Arabia.
This is a hard reverse. I don't know whether people hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Give it a shot.
Okay, it is hard. It's difficult to hear. What you interpret that as saying is they're pathetic, full of sorrow. We'll play it again here. Do you get it?
That's an incongruent reversal. He doesn't think highly about the Saudis.
That's right. So. They're pathetic, full of sorrow. Now, do you get a committee together to say, what do you think he just said in reverse? Or do you interpret this?
Oh, well, actually, I do. Yes. In point of fact, before any of my reversals go to air or go to the websites, they're vetted by two others. I might find, say, 100 reversals, and once they're vetted, we'll throw half of them out, and half of them we'll make into the website. So, I have a fairly high standard. I really want the reversals to be there, the syllable count correct, the consonant of vowel sounds clear and precise. So the answer is yes. I do have people who vet all my findings before they go public.
We have Ian in Goleta, California now, west of the Rockies. Hello, Ian. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, sir. Do you help the police example in, I won't mention names, in the Santa Barbara area, a little boy was found by Lake Kachuma. Everybody's pointing fingers at the man. I found it very interesting with that Hillary clip, how you said being intuitive, because I met the mother. Now, I'm not judging the mother, but like Columbo, just one more thing. I just feel like Columbo, just one more thing. He took them to Disneyland. Yeah. He takes them to Lake Kachuma. Okay? Now, why would somebody take Disneyland, take Kachuma, have everybody know that he's at Lake Kachuma?
With him.
With him. And then, he's from the, now people in this town, he's from the Middle East. He did it. He's a bad man. Even this psychic on your show, on this other person that had it, bad man. I'm using intuitiveness, not psychic. I'm being like Mycroft Holmes, not Sherlock, Mycroft. And what I see by her, what I picked up, just like Hillary, cold as ice, not a mother, not like shock, like putting out a $20,000 reward? Okay, I hope the investigators will listen to your book, sir, and whatever, if you can help these detectives. See, I can't mention the names.
All right, I understand, and that's an interesting question. David, do you work with law enforcement on cases like this?
I have occasionally, and not on a regular basis, but I'm certainly open to if they're willing.
I mean, I would assume they may tape, let's say, some of the potential suspects, give you the tapes and say, tell us if you hear anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I did some work for the Dallas police back in the early 90s on quite a few cases, and reversals were very revealing.
Is it admissible in court, reverse speech?
No.
It is not.
No.
At least right now. Maybe
at
one day.
Not to this current stage. No, it hasn't reached that level of acceptance yet.
You would think it would be...
Sorry, go ahead.
You would think it would be like a lie detector test, but I guess not.
Oh, right? Yeah. Well, I think it's a lot better than the lie detector. I think it can get to give you a whole bunch more information than what the lie detector does, but the lie detector is not even allowed as evidence in court. So I think reverse speech can be used for investigative use at this current stage, but legal use in court, I don't know. That's many years away, I think.
When you first stumbled into this, is that accurate to say it like that? Stumbled into it?
Oh, yeah, I did stumble.
Were you shocked?
Shocked, awed, yes, all of those words. It was a variety of words. I remember the day in 87 when I finally realized what this was, and I woke up. 3 a.m, and I just had the words reverse speech in my mind, and I was really excited. I thought, gee, I've discovered something here. I've made an amazing discovery.
You sure have.
It was quite a poignant moment of realization. So, yes, I was very excited.
We're going to come back in just a moment here, our final segment with David John Oates, as we talk about reverse speech. We've still got a whole bunch of other clips to let you listen to, and then we'll take your calls as well right here on Coast to Coast AM. And then Stephen Schwartz joins me later next hour as we talk about intention and trends, why people do what they do. And welcome back to Coast. I've got more clips for you with David John Oates as we talk about reverse speech and your phone calls. And let's go to the calls. But before I do, a quick little statement here. I've gotten more emails about one of our callers because people are worried because we haven't heard from him in almost 2 weeks. He's on the line. Thomas from La Jolla, California. Are you alive and well?
Oh, hi, George. Thank you for taking my call. And, no, I've been listening to Coast the last 2 weeks.
Took a little break. People didn't hear you when they thought something happened to you.
Well, I just, I thought I would, I really respect the Coast audience, and I thought I would take a break and not call in. And I just want to say
well, we're glad
Coast
you're
audience,
okay.
I appreciate every man, every woman who calls in. And just... I really respect the audience.
Well, they really got concerned about you, Tom, and that is the type of person that this audience is. They care about the other callers. So I'm glad you're okay, and you're on with David John Oates. Go ahead.
David, my question for you. Many psychologists over the last century have theorized that everybody lies, and we live in a society that punishes you for telling the truth. So I'm really curious. I would be interested in what you call the still small voice of our conscience. And can we use reverse speech to drill down, so to speak, into our psychology to begin to have true speech, as the Bible says, true speech in which we are congruent with our own conscience, we are telling the truth, despite our society punishing us for telling the truth? And if you could speak about that, I would appreciate it.
Oh, well, at the deepest levels of reverse speech, when we get down to the very deep levels, yes, it is. It is a real truth, a real self-speaking. It is a still small voice, a voice of the spirit. But whether it's the same as the forwards, I don't think society is ready for that yet. We, like you say, we punish lies. We punish people who tell the truth, you know. So,
will we have, you know, that we've got all kinds of apps now, David? I don't know. Maybe they have them now where people could simply speak into a recorded app, and the app would say lying, telling the truth, would rate whatever they were saying. Is that available yet?
Well, we have our own little reverse speech app that you can get for the iPhone.
Perfect.
And, just go to ireversespeech.com. And we're in the process of, well, we're just starting the journey down the path of voice recognition. I think voice recognition has advanced sufficiently enough to start to train it to find reversal. So that's the next step.
All right, let's go to some of the clips. The next example is F1 Secretary of Defense James Mattis. Set the stage for us here.
Yes, okay. Here he's talking about the need for peace in the Korean Peninsula. He's talking, under the whole context of North Korea.
All right, here we go.
Together and with a spirit of collaboration, I'm confident we'll continue to provide for the security and prosperity of our nations and the region.
All right, let's listen to it now in reverse.
Okay.
Okay, difficult to hear, but you interpret this as seal the battle for nukes. So let's listen to it again, now that we've heard that. There you go. David, why is it easier to hear and understand after we either read it here or hear it from somebody, me telling people it says seal the battle for nukes?
That's actually a very interesting question. I've noticed that many times. Once people are told what it says, it's as plain as day.
You can hear it,
and you wonder how you ever missed it.
Exactly.
And if you tell them to hear something different, they won't hear it. They'll only hear what's there. So we've actually tried that, you know, to trick people into hearing something different, and they can't hear it.
Let's go to Scott now in San Luis Obispo, California. Hey, Scott, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, David.
Hey there.
You know what? It's an interesting topic tonight on reading speeches backwards, but I wanted to mention something I've noticed with the new TV series of David Lynch's Twin Peaks show. The characters, you'll notice that they speak some of their lines backwards, where they re-edit those lines forward. It doesn't take much to figure it out. You know, Dave Lynch is a well-known film director for his writing and his direction
message
when it comes to his movies. I don't know if you've seen the Twin Peaks series just recently. It's on Showtime. But I'm not sure if the point is an art form or Dave Lynch is placing a clue. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's brilliant. As much as strange as he is, you got to sit there and watch it again and again. And figure it out. But I think it relates to what you're talking about, David, tonight, and reading things backwards. But, you know, for the characters to read their lines backwards and remember them, and then David Lynch, his editor team, will just re-edit it forward, and then the audience has to, like, figure out. And you can tell it's not...
Wow.
You can tell that they're reading it backwards. I didn't know if you've seen it, but if you had any comments, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
All right, thanks, Scott. I don't know. I haven't seen it, David. Have you? Of course, you're in Australia, but I'm sure you can pick it up somehow.
No, I haven't seen
it. But if it's based on some of your technology, that would be cool. Really would. All right, thanks, Scott.
It would be indeed.
Appreciate it.
There was actually an advert out recently for an insurance company where they're actually playing tapes backwards. the insurance company now.
I love it.
Yeah.
Next one is Angelina Jolie, example G1. What is this?
Okay. Well, this is just a very short clip, very easy reversal to hear. She's just basically, you just play it.
Oh, well, here we go.
I grew up kind of very, very aware of my own emotions.
All right, she said, I grew up, I was very aware, and here we go.
I am very aware.
So in reverse, we don't even have to play that back, Dan. It's clearly, she says, I'm very aware, the same as she said forward.
Yep, that's another one of those ones where I say they're saying the same words backwards as they are forwards. It's a congruent reversal. She means what she says.
Next one is example H1. Tell us about this one, and I take it that this was done in Australia, huh?
Yeah, this is an Australian ab. Original on TV, and he's talking about how he suddenly found that he had a whole extended family. So listen to it forward here. About his family. Okay.
And I was about 30, 35, and I found out that my father was alive.
How did you find out?
It's just through word of mouth.
All right, and now let's listen to this backwards, and then you have.
I have an older sister.
I have an older sister. Now we'll listen to example H3 here, Danny, which is part of that.
What next thing he says forwards, Nick.
All right.
So you found out that you had sisters and brothers.
Yeah, I knew all along I had one sister.
Mm.
But in research for her, I found out that there was other brothers and sisters.
So he says it backwards before he says it forward.
Yeah, that's strange.
I have an older sister backwards, and then the conversation moves on to his sister.
We've got some more we're going to listen to before we're off with David, but let's go back to the calls. Joe in Boston. I thought you had passed on. My God, where have you been?
I just don't have any money to be a subscriber, George. I don't have any money.
But you can listen to the show on the radio.
I always listen.
Okay. All right, great.
Hi, David. I'm the visually impaired person who spoke with you. We're supposed to get in touch by Skype. When I lost your Skype, you were going to do help or something. Is your book in audio? You're always very kind for the blind. Is it in audio or on Audible? Because some of the stuff should be, because people don't understand this. I've always liked this kind of stuff. And how does one get in touch with you? You can give your email or Skype over the phone, and I know we talked and I'll touch base, but how do you, is your stuff in audio for the blind and... this is really fascinating.
No, it's not, unfortunately. No, that's something we need to do, actually. But
you need to get in touch with Audible, yes.
That would be good. Joe, I'm glad you're around. I'm glad you sound great. And check in with us every once in a while. So two people that I thought had passed on, David, they're still with us.
There you go. Good job.
I wonder what I'd sound like in reverse. Let's not even go there.
Please.
Let's go to David in Temecula, California, west of the Rockies. Hi, David. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, David.
Hey there.
Hi, Dave.
I was watching the 2012 Democratic National Convention, and Villaraigosa was up on the stage, and he had this chant, and he was saying, "We are fired up. We are fired up." And I thought it was kind of weird, so I recorded it in reverse, and I played it back, and. And they said, it sounded like they said, murder all of you.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah?
I just thought it was really weird because I never heard that chant, you know.
Wow.
I'm kind of nervous.
Some of the chants can have interesting reversals. I've got quite a few examples of reversals on crowds chanting, and you get the same.
Murder, I love you. That's dangerous.
Reverse, which is,
Let's listen to a few more here. Now, this one is fascinating. This has to do, David, what happened? A house caught on fire or something?
Yeah. This was an arson house fire. I'm in session with a client, okay? So the tape recorder's going, obviously. And my secretary runs into the office and says, David, the house is on fire. And you'll hear the emotion in her voice.
Whose house was it?
This was my house.
Your house was on fire. Okay, here we go.
My house was on fire.
All right, here we go.
Sense of the trance images. A sense of what?
Yes?
The house was on fire.
What?
The house something burning in the other end.
Wow.
You can hear the emotion. Now listen to it backwards. This will really freak you out. Here it is.
Here we go. She's yelling the house is on fire backwards too.
Exactly correct. Exactly right. Yes.
And then here we've got one more forwards and backwards. Here we go.
Okay.
The house is on fire. What?
The house something burning.
And
backwards.
Jeez, did you get the fire out, by the way?
No, we didn't. That's a long story. It took the fire department 45 minutes to come.
Oh.
We lost the whole house.
Oh, my God. When did that happen?
Yeah. That was in 96. And we actually had a threat the day beforehand. Someone told us to make sure we're going to be home tomorrow morning because they had a message to send to us.
Oh, my God.
That's a petrol bomb.
And you had a tragedy with your daughter had fallen. She's okay now. Right.
Yeah, she's doing great. Yeah,
good.
She's just come back really well. It took her many years, but she's a real trooper.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Let's move on to Cooper in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Cooper, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hello, George.
Hi there.
Thanks for your service.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like to ask David a question. Back when I was a teenager, the local news was talking about people listening to records, LPs, albums backwards, and
right.
I ran across an album, Soft Parade by the Doors, and Tell All the People is the name of the song, and I just was going to say that there's some pretty clear backmasking there. If you wanted me to tell you what I think it says, and then I'd like his opinion on the technology back then, or if they were just so talented, or how that may have gotten on that song, Tell All the People.
Well, that would be an example of reverse speech, I would imagine. Reverse speech in music.
Even singing, sure.
Yeah. And see, that was the very first hint that this dual communication process existed, because people were heard to the music. And, of course, not knowing what it was put down to the work of the devil. Oh, this is all satanic. But in reality, it was the first sign of this dual communication process.
Our next clip, Child. Tell us about the child. Example J1.
Okay. This is another very good example. This is just a father and talking to his child forward.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Were you a good rester?
Yep.
Yeah? Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And here we go backwards with the little guy.
I love you, Mama. I love you, Mama. I love you, Mama.
No need to play anymore. He says the same thing, the out of the mouth of babes, huh?
Same thing backwards as it is forwards.
That's
cute.
You
hear J3 where you hear it forwards and backwards.
That is so cute, indeed. Let's go to Mark in San Jose for a quick question. Mark, go ahead.
Thanks for having him on, George.
Thank you.
Now, David, this is my question. I mean, it is quite interesting how Donald Trump, backwards, when he's talking about Hillary's emails, it did say emails, Hillary. And Hillary did admit what she knows that we all know about her, that she's a big fat liar, you know, when she
said that, yep.
I'm a liar. And it's interesting because when she defended that 40-year-old raper, when she knew that he raped that 12-year-old girl so violently that, you know, he put her into a coma for 5 days, and then she laughed at how she passed the lie detector test, you know, ha, 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 it'll forever, you know, break my faith in lie detector.
Well, the wonders of reverse speech, to be sure. David, the clock has got us, my friend. Enjoy. What time is it in Australia right now?
It is now 25 past 4 on Thursday afternoon.
Gosh, you're time traveling. You're into the future already on us.
I am already.
Yeah. All right, David, thank you so much. David John Oates, reverse speech. All his information linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Up next, Stephen Schwartz, one of my favorites, joins us as we talk about intention on Coast to Coast AM.